at the William Lucy Labor Center, located at 6025 East Burnside, Portland, at 6 p.m. Part of our mission is that we engage in the community, and we have some activities that are coming up. One is our annual Dr. Charles Drew Blood Drive. We participate with several black organizations, and the date of that blood drive, get your calendars out, is June 21st, 2014, and you'll be hearing a lot more about that at our May segment, when we'll have Charlotta Malone, who is the coordinator of that blood drive. So she's going to be our guest to, again, get you pumped up to come out and give some blood. The other event that we're involved in is the May Day celebration that will happen on May 1st. And so, again, we're going to keep you advised of what's taking place. We'd love to have you come out. You can contact us at orcbtu10@gmail.com. The mission of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists is to be a conduit representing our respective international unions to bridge a gap between the black community and organized labor, and to speak on matters that are of concern to the black community. As I stated earlier, tonight we have a double guest, and our guests are here to talk to us tonight about the Affordable Care Act and the Urban League and the good works that they are doing. Okay, B.C. Carter, you're on.
Thank you. My name is B.C. Carter, and I'm with the Urban League of Portland. I'm actually the Cover Oregon program coordinator for the Healthy Families Program at the Urban League of Portland. Urban League is doing a lot of wonderful, great things right now in the community. We have a lot of different departments within our organization. We have the senior department, which we're currently have extended to East area. So we're looking for clients who's 60 and over, who's African-Americans, who reside in the East area. We also have a workforce department where we're assisting individuals in workforce skills as it relates to resumes, seeking employment, and different things like that. In my actual department, we're specializing in assisting families in having healthier lives. So we're assisting with the Cover Oregon overall application process. So I'm here to talk to you guys about that.
Yes, since you're talking about seniors, and I am a happily 62-year-old senior here, I have a question about the affordable health care. Should they sign up for the affordable health care?
That's a good question. It really depends on the individual. It depends on their income status, whether it's Medicaid or Medicare. What we're doing at this point is we're just encouraging individuals to apply if they're unsure, if they're eligible, or if they need the benefit. We don't want to tell them not to apply, but then we don't want to encourage them to apply either. What I will say is after they've submitted an application and it's later determined if they're overqualified or no need of this service, then they'll get a notification saying, hey, you have X, Y, and Z, so you're not eligible for this program.
BC, can you also share with us, I know that there are some deadlines that folks have heard that are kind of confusing. Can you talk about those deadlines and maybe distinguish between some of the deadlines?
I sure can. So right now we're focusing on the March 31st deadline. We're encouraging as many individuals to apply by March 31st if possible. We're aware that family circumstances change. Maybe you're working and then later laid off after March 31st, or you have Medicare coverage through your employer and something happens with that. So we're really wanting to encourage individuals to apply by March 31st. However, Urban League of Portland is still available to assist individuals who have experienced life circumstances and need to apply after March 31st.
Excellent.
Thank you.
It seems to me that, like you said, you have your program up and running. And one way that you go about enrolling people is you have events. Can you give us some ideas of what events are coming up before this 31st deadline?
Yes, right now we're actually partnering with the local community colleges. We have some upcoming events, one actually tomorrow, the 4th of March, as well as the 5th of March, located at PCC Cascade Campus, and we'll be there assisting individuals in applying for cover organ coverage from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then we have the 11th of 12th of next week, of March, as well as on March 26th, it's called the Elevate Resource Fair, and it will offer a wide range of resources. Energy assistance, rental assistance, and Cover Oregon Us will be there representing Urban League of Portland, as well as our senior department, to assist individuals in getting rolled in Cover Oregon or provide them with resources for seniors. And that's March 26th, and that's located in North Portland at Roosevelt High School. And the hours for that will be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as well.
Well, great. So how many people have you guys encouraged to sign up so far?
We've assisted over 250 individuals in the application process. And at the Urban League of Portland, we assist them, but we don't kind of push them out the door. We walk them through the whole actual process. So the 250 individuals that we've assisted, we've reached out and advocated on the individual's behalf and determined if they were eligible, if they needed more documentations, or if they needed assistance with selecting their coverage plans.
So what kind of documentation will a person have in order to sign up for the Cover Oregon piece?
Cover Oregon, you know, acknowledges that the individual do not need any document per se to sign up. However, at the Urban League of Portland, we've previously did the Healthy Kids program. And so one of the requirements there was government ID, as well as the last 30 days of income. So we are encouraging any individual who comes into the Urban League of Portland or even go to one of our sign-up events, we're encouraging them to bring their last 30 days of income, as well as government-issued ID with the Social Security number if they have it. However, that's not a requirement, but we do make individuals aware that if you do sign up without those documents, there's a possibility that you may be pended for additional documents, which then can make the process even longer. So we encourage the individuals to kind of bring those documents with them to prevent additional delays in the application process.
I have one question. What should those who are employed do to make sure that they're covered?
Even if you're employed and you receive Medicare coverage through your employer, it depends on what you're paying out, the percentage-wise, to be considered affordable health care coverage. So we're still encouraging individuals who are employed and not really sure if they qualify for it to still come out and apply. I believe it's if you're paying over 9%, 8 or 9% out for Medicare coverage, then you're technically considered not having affordable health care coverage. So we're just encouraging individuals to apply. So if you're not sure, still give us a call at the Urban League, and we kind of do it on an individual basis depending on your situation.
Just to clarify that, so would the amount be the amount that the individual pays on top of what their employer would pay for them, perhaps, or would it be what's paid for them for their entire insurance benefit?
What the individual is paying out directly as the individual as it relates to their health care coverage. So not necessarily the employer, but me as an individual myself and what I'm paying out.
Okay. Thank you.
So if an individual do have questions or concerns as it relates to am I eligible, how do I apply, they can contact the Urban League of Portland directly. You could visit us on our website at urbanleagueulpdx.org website, or you can contact our office, which the phone number for that is, grab a pen, it's 503-280-2600. Or you can send us an email directly to our coveroregonulpdx.org email address. And we ask that you at least give us 24 to 48 hours to respond to your email. If you leave a voicemail, normally we get at responding right back.
So I guess my question is, when the program first rolled out, it was a hot mess. How did you guys deal with that?
Well, Urban League is aware of the fact that, technology is always you know, changing. So we were aware of the fact that there will be glitches in the system. Cover Oregon is doing their best to reassure that they're fixing the glitches in the system. They've been really supportive along the way as it relates to the process. As it relates to Urban League, we've been relying on old-fashioned paper format. We haven't really had an issue as it relates to that, just because there are glitches with, you know, technology. So we've been relying on paper format, and we've been doing that from day one, and we've haven't had an issue, and we still were able to assist 250 people with signing up without any glitches or issues.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, if you just joined us, this is the labor segment, labor radio segment presented to you by the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. We have a wonderful guest today. Her name is B.C. Carter. She works with the Urban League, and we are talking about the Affordable Care Act. We're talking about how important it is for people to sign up. We're also trying to give you more information as to how you can go about doing that and the good works that the Urban League is doing.
All right, B.C., this is Deborah Hallam again, and I thank you, in the Urban League, for providing this assistance. So for folks to get the assistance, would you prefer for them to drop-in appointment? Should they call ahead of time? What would be the most effective way for them to get the assistance through the Urban League?
Well, based on the fact we've been doing a lot of events off-site, we encourage individuals to call and schedule an appointment. But I know sometimes working, being a student, that may be a barrier for you. So the individual is able to drop in. We have materials located at the front where the individual can pick up the application and start the actual application process, or they can fill it out and just leave it at the front desk, and then we'll follow up with the individual as it relates to that. So we're trying to be open, allowing the individual to determine what works best for them as it relates to that, and then pretty much go from there. The preference is to have the individual schedule an appointment, but that's not realistic in our busy everyday lives. So with that being said, they can stop into the office in between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. and pick up an application from the front desk, or they can even fill it out there and leave it at the front. If they have questions, then they can follow up with us via phone or via email at a later time.
Thank you.
One quick question. What is the beginning age for those who should apply?
Really, there's no beginning age as it relates to that. You know, all individuals are welcome to apply, and it really depends on the individual situation. So it's really hard to determine, but there's no cap age limit. You know, no one is too young and no one is too old to apply. So we're just encouraging a lot of individuals to apply, especially minorities. We're really encouraging them because of the lack of knowledge of the resources available, and there's been a lot of things in media, so individuals are not really sure if they're eligible for the benefit or if they should apply for the coverage. But we're encouraging minorities, and not just minorities, everyone to apply, because everyone needs health care coverage.
So it's my understanding that a lot of people who are signing up have never had insurance before. What are some of the obstacles that you find that they are, that you're having to help them overcome when they sign up for the Affordable Care Act?
Well, the fortunate thing is if the individual come and sign up with Urban League, we're trying to kind of break down the barriers as obstacles they would face if they were to go online and apply themselves or go to another community partner, which all of our community partners are excellent. However, but when they come to Urban League of Portland, we assist them in the whole process from the beginning to the end. So with that being said, it's the normal barriers that they would face just applying on their own or applying somewhere else, they don't receive that from the Urban League of Portland. We assist the individual with the actual application, and we make sure all of the documents that's required, you know, is there. If they receive a letter in the mail, we encourage those individuals to bring that letter to us, and we do the follow-up as it relates to that. We do the long wait times, you know, because we've had some complaints that the wait times are long as it relates to getting through, and that's understandable because there's thousands of people who are applying. So to prevent any misunderstandings or the lack of interest thereof of an individual due to the barriers. We assist them in the beginning and the end. So we're there through the whole way, you know, until they get their provider ID number and they select their actual coverage. We're there through the whole process.
Okay. You know, Ms. Carter, the first time I met you was at an event called Race Talk. And I came away from that forum knowing a lot more about the Affordable Care Act, and I was very proud of the fact that Oregon was really going to make an effort to make sure our citizens were signed up for it. Tell me, how did you get involved in this?
I've been with the Urban League of Portland for a few years now, and Urban League of Portland is a good advocate, you know, for health, you know, health for African Americans, minorities, and all individuals as it relates to that. So that's one of our strongest points at the Urban League is advocacy. We have a wonderful advocacy department, so we're always advocating for the community. So we originally started off assisting individuals with the Healthy Kids program, which just assists children from the ages of 0 to 18 without any health care coverage. That was our first focus. And then so, we kind of branched from that into Cover Oregon.
So in that Healthy Kids program, exactly what did you do in it?
We assisted individuals focusing on minorities and African Americans who had children from the ages of 0 to 18 without health care coverage. It was one of our main goals and obstacles is to assist those individuals outreaching, even doing foot outreaching, knocking door to door, going to schools in different forms to reassure that we were getting individuals in our communities signed up with health care coverage. And fortunately, because of our good success with that, we were able to partner with Cover Oregon, and now we have the luxuries of being able to assist children as well as adults.
So did I understand you earlier? You said that after the 31st deadline that you guys are not going to turn out the lights and lock up the doors and shutter the windows regarding this healthcare Oregon.
No, we're not going to do that. We our main focus is trying to reassure that as many individuals in the state of Oregon is enrolled as possible. We encourage individuals to try to apply before March 31st, but life and situations and circumstances do happen. So if you're not able to meet the deadline, we're still encouraging individuals to contact us via phone, via email. Once again, the phone number is 503-280-2600. You can press extension 0 and get the receptionist directly and just say, I need health care coverage or I need help signing up for health care coverage, and we'll do our best to make sure we assist you in the process. So no, we're not turning off the lights after March 31st. However, we're trying to encourage as many individuals as possible to enroll before that date. But if for any reason you're not able to do so, still please contact us and we'll do our best to assist you in applying for health care coverage.
Now, do we ask for you specifically, or there are others that are working there at the Urban League? Because I know if it's just you, then we have to, as there's a line.
Yeah, and, you know, being the program coordinator and the supervisor, you know, I really prefer you not ask for me specifically, you know, but I'm willing to roll my sleeves up. Please don't get me wrong. You know, I'm willing to roll my sleeves up as well, and I've done that several times to assist any individual because I don't like, you know, the feeling of individuals' needs going unmet. So, but please, by any means, feel free to, you know, contact the Urban League of Portland and just request the Cover Oregon department, you know, and my employees will be waiting there, my staff, to assist you. And if they're not available, you know, like I said, I'm willing to roll up my sleeves and assist you in the process as well. We just want to reassure that we get as many individuals enrolled as possible because everyone needs health care coverage.
And just another question. You said that there is an event coming up tomorrow?
Yes, at PCC Cascade Campus. And it will be located where the cafeteria is. So right through the double doors. We'll be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. trying to assist as many individuals as possible in applying for health care coverage. There's a lot of individuals who've applied previously and might have questions or concerns. It makes it a little hard for us to, you know, to answer the individual's question if they did not apply through Urban League directly. So we're not able to give you an actual status of your application as it relates to that, because you did not apply through us directly, but I'm there and I'm available to answer any questions that I may as it relates to general questions, and even give you contact information for an insurance agent. If you've received a letter and you're undecisive about what plan is best for you, there's a gentleman by the name of Mr. Tate, who's insurance agent, and he's no charge to you, and he will gladly sit down and assist you in selecting a provider once you've received the letter giving you the different options.
Thank you. And folks, if you're able to attend that event tomorrow at the PCC Cascade campus, the address is 705 North Killingsworth.
Now, as president of the NAACP, I just want to say to Ms. Carter, thank you, the Urban League, you especially, for all the work you do. We appreciate you, and I'm speaking on behalf of the NAACP. I just wanted to make mention to all before our time is up that the NAACP will have their 100-year anniversary at the Oregon Convention Center on Saturday, October the 25th, 2014, and our invited guests will be President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. So come and put that on your calendar. We're waiting. We're excited about what will be happening. 100 years has gone by, and the NAACP is alive and well. And in addition, you also can come and join us at our membership meetings at Emmanuel Church, 1033 North Sumner, every fourth Saturday of the month. That is when we have our membership meeting.
So you talked earlier, BC, back again with the Urban League, you talked earlier about having a staff help you or having a staff that helped to process that. How many people you got helping you?
How many staff members do we have? We have, at this point, it's two staff members that's there in the covered Oregon department. But I want to make this clear. Urban League does not process the actual application. We are there to support and assist you along the way. So meaning the application appears to be an extremely lengthy application. It's about 22 pages long. However, 22 of those pages do not apply to a lot of individuals who is a single individual. So I don't want that to scare you off. However, if you pick up the application or you print it out, it can be a little bit overwhelming if you're not sure where you should fill this out or check that box. So that's why Urban League of Portland, we're here willing to assist you with open arms to reassure that there's no errors on your application and reassure that at the end you're determined for health care coverage and you have options at the end of that.
Thank you. So again, I'm asking folks to make sure that when they're coming in for that assistance to have a piece of government ID and a verification of
30 days of income. However, it's not a requirement, but we're encouraging you, if you know that I'm going to the Urban League of Portland today and I want to apply for health care coverage, it will just assist in the process. However, it's not a requirement, but if you don't have it, then you do risk your application being pended, but then you also take the chance of it being able to be processed without those documents. So even if you come into the office and you fill out an application, you know, the reception is there willing to assist you in making copies of that information, you know, for you. So if you say, hey, my application is completed, I want to leave a copy of my income and my ID, she's there to assist you in that. However, if you want to come with the documents already copied, you have that option as well.
So it's my understanding that there might be a slight glitch and that some people might not know if they're signed up or not. Do you have any information about that?
Slight glitch. Could you go into a little bit more details?
It's my understanding that some people, it's been reported that some people, when they sign up, they aren't sure that they're actually signed up.
You know, that could be possible, but I'm speaking for the Urban League of Portland, and as it relates to us, as we have, you know, the other day, my staff contacted Cover Oregon, you know, and we were on hold, you know, for quite some time, and we're aware of the fact that there's a lot of stuff going on, and Cover Oregon does their best, you know, to reassure that they're trying to get each individual signed up. So with that being said, you know, as soon as a representative was able to, you know, get on the line, the staff, you know, verified you know, over 150 applications, 50 at a time, verifying, does this individual have coverage? Were they denied? Were they approved? Were they pinned it? So I can't really attest for the glitches. However, I do know when you come to Urban League of Portland, we do not just assist you in the application. We assist you in reassuring you have some type of coverage, whether or not you want to go with that coverage or not. The last say-so or determination is on you. But when you come to us, we assist you from the beginning to the end, when there's nothing else to assist you with. So with that being said, we reassure, you know, that you make it through that process. And for the most part, all of the individuals that has applied, they have been approved for health care coverage. The individuals that were not approved, it's because missing documentations, and we have assisted those individuals along the way as well.
So one last time, can you remind us of the events that are coming up before that 31st deadline?
Okay, so the upcoming events for this month of March is the 4th and the 5th at PCC Cascade, the 11th and the 12th at PCC Cascade, as well as the Elevate Resource Fair, that's March 26th. There are some tentative dates in April, but we have not confirmed them yet. We are pushing towards the East area because we are aware of the fact there's a lot of minorities as well as African Americans that are now residing in the East area. So with that being said, if you have a family member who's a senior over the age of 60 and they're seeking services, please allow them to contact the Urban League of Portland, because there's some resources that we can provide them with. Excuse me. Once again, the phone number is 503-280-2600, and you can push option 0 and request for the Cover Oregon Department or the Senior Department if you're wanting to get more information about the services we have available as it pertains to that, as well as now our Workforce Department that we've extended. So if you're needing help with your resume, employment resources, Urban League has it all. We're also supporting our advocacy department, who does a lot of work in our community, and it's gone to Salem a lot. So contact Urban League. You'll be surprised with all of the resources that we have for our local community.
Wow, that was marvelous. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, yes. Listeners, it's that time of day. It's time for us to sign off. But before I do so, I'd like to welcome you to come to our meeting of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. It's the second Tuesday of every month at the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees. It's the William Lucy Building. It's on Burnside Street, located at 6025 East Burnside. And so we'll be looking forward to seeing you. And Audrey?
Yes, I just want to say the NAACP, again, we thank the Urban League for all the information they give out into the community. And we look forward to seeing many of you at our meetings on the fourth Saturday at Emmanuel Church at 12 noon.
Thank you. It's Urban League of Portland's pleasure.
Holla. Thank you very much. Good night.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next is Prison Pipeline.
KBOO Community Radio and Oaks Park Roller Rink proudly present Bounce, Roll, Skate, Tuesday, March 11th from 7 to 9 p.m. This is a family-friendly event for all ages. We'll be broadcasting a two-hour funk and disco mashup special live on 90.7 FM KBOO, and you can be a part of it. Feel free to dress up in your favorite 70s outfits, wigs, and costumes. That's Bounce, Roll, Skate, March 11th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Oaks Park Roller Rink. Call 503-231-8032 for more details, or go to kboo.fm/bounce-roll-skate.
Baby, you understand me now. Sometimes you see that I'm mad. Don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Prison Pipeline on KBOO 90.7 FM Portland. I'm Adam Carpinelli. Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration. We're here this evening with two local activists from various movements and organizations in the Portland area doing some amazing work. Good evening. How are you?
Good. How are you, Adam?
I'm good. Thanks. can you each say your name, what organizations you're working with?
My name is Irene Milsom, and I'm working with the Portland Central America Solidarity Committee.
And my name's Donica, and I am a PhD student at PSU, and I'm a collective member of the Anarchist Black Cross, as well as other community-based organizations.
Great. Can both of you talk a little bit about the organizations and what the work entails?
So, the Portland Central America Solidarity Committee, PCASC, started in the late 70s and early 80s when the U.S. was involved in pushing a lot of very serious violence in Central America, and people wanted to push back against that here, as well as connect to people's movements in Central America. More recently, there's been a focus on organizing for migrant justice, and PCASC has been a part of a national prison divestment campaign targeting Wells Fargo for its investments in the private prison industry.
And the Portland Anarchist Black Cross is an international organization, the Anarchist Black Cross, that does political prisoner support and prisoner support for political prisoners across the world, particularly the Portland chapter. We address colonization and decolonization and the history of colonization of the prison industrial complex and how it capitalizes on human beings.
Can you talk about some of the recent projects that PCASC and ABC is